pull that infinite consciousness, you get the help. Suppose that work was not done for you. You don't have that capacity to pull the infinite consciousness. You will not get that capacity to pull you. It is He who has made it possible for each one for whom He has worked. So that work He is doing, though the work is there, and you have to reach to certain level of consciousness during this birth, and afterwards, and afterwards, and afterwards. It will go on like this. But that pull, you know, the capacity to pull, the infinite consciousness to pull Baba, you know.
That's sort of the same thing as faith, though. Hmm? The degree of faith.
Yes, of course.
Is the ability to call.
Yes. How much faith? But even that faith, you know, faith, it is not easy thing. It is also His grace, you know. The deeper and deeper you have that faith, you know, it is because of Him.
The more His presence.
Yes. It is because of Him, because of His work. And that work, you know, He is just... why? Because now there is no need for His form. The work He has done already, you know, already done. And there is no need. There is no need for His physical form. He dropped His physical form. And the internal help, you know, which you have to get through infinite consciousness. Baba as infinite consciousness, you are getting that. You are having that. And just, you know, it is just, if you just see that after He dropped His body, why more and more and more people are coming to Him? Why? When He is not present physically. Why? Why they are coming? It is because of His work. And because there was no need for His physical form, He dropped. That work He completed. And internal help, you know, it is there. He is helping that. He is helping. For that, form is not necessary. Form is not necessary. Form was necessary to work. For manifestation of that work, form is not necessary. Did you get it now? And infinite consciousness, it is all pervading, you know, it is all there, you know. You have not to go anywhere, it is everywhere. Everywhere, not in the space. Infinite means, what is infinite? Don't think of space, you know. Space is nothing. Space is very, very limited, you know. Very, very limited. This world and the space, nothing. Infinite is that, you know, you cannot imagine that. If you just imagine space bigger, 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 there is limitation. That thing, even if you just put a pinpoint here, it becomes grass, you know. It is not infinite. Even it is not subtle, you know. So when you cannot imagine the subtle, how can you imagine the infinite? It is so subtle you cannot imagine. That's why it is said that He is here and now. Here and now. Here means that here, that point, so subtle that it engulfs the whole space, you know, this subtle point. So that is infinite consciousness, which engulfs all consciousness. That is infinite consciousness. And it is here. Everywhere you find, it is there. Because it is infinite. So that infinite consciousness, Baba is infinite consciousness, He is helping. And for that type of help, form was not needed, because whatever He wanted to work for this advent, He has already worked. That work is there, and that work is going on. And form is not needed, only the pull of infinite consciousness is necessary. So He has given that capacity to pull the infinite consciousness. And because of that, you know, everybody is coming to Him after He dropped His body. Did you get it?
Yes.
So remember that word, whatever He said, that He would break His silence, He broke when He completed that work. that was breaking of his silence. The result of that speaking, you know, speaking in the form of his work, you will see when the manifestation will take place. That will be the result. It does not mean that if you just speak, you know, just the effect is there and there. No, it takes time. It takes time. So he has given that word, and that word is working in form of his work. And when everybody will be connected through his work, then there will be his total manifestation, and then after that, his work will go on spreading. It will go on till his next advent. So his work is not far just when he was physically present. No, it never happens. That's why, you know, why Ram is not there, Jesus is not there, Muhammad is not there. But why people follow them? Because of reality, you know. The reality exists. That's why they follow. Suppose, you know, they are big leaders, they are very popular, are some saints, false saints, and of course people follow them. But as soon as they drop their bodies, you know, finished. But reality remains. It exists. That's why there are so many followers of Jesus Christ, so many followers of Muhammad, so many followers of Ram, Krishna, and Yudhishthira. Because reality exists. And for reality, for Baba, you know, it was not necessary that each one should come and he should work for. No, the innumerable universes are with him all the time, you know. He does not need this medium to contact each one. Of course, he contacts because of his work. He contacts a few. Why did he not remain open when he was physically present? People would come and he would not see them. He would always be in seclusion. What he was doing? He was doing this work for each one. He was doing. And because of his work, you see the changes, why people are coming, new people are coming, and they will go on coming to him. So now, David, father, stop. Father, present. I just thought when I was going through this chicken business, So then I said, this David, father, would come, yes, and he would again harass me. So something I should give. So I wrote this. Only a few points.
No, but it's good to include all that in the book, because about his silence, that's part of it. Part of his manifestation.
Yes, it is. What is his manifestation? Giving, speaking that word, you know. And what is that word? His work. His work. Which he has done for each individual and for the whole universe, for the whole creation. That is his work.
The speaking the word is doing the work, right?
Speaking, you know, not through mouth. What Baba said, I would speak that one word, that would be the word, word of words, you know, he said. That means that original word. That original word. So, that awakening, you know, he gave out through his work.
But you said, though, that he spoke the word when his work was finished.
That means he gave that work to the world, you know. He offered his work to the world. That means he gave out that word, he spoke that word.
But the awakening hasn't taken...
No, it takes time, you know. Yeah. Now, work goes on manifesting. That means the connections are going on, you know. That work is connecting all those souls for whom Baba has worked.
That saying, I've come not to teach but to awaken, is connecting. His only work was to come and...
Yes, yes. Because his work was not through words, discourses, messages, nothing. This is the internal work. Through messages and discourses, this is just, you know, just to satisfy the mind. But his work was quite different. And that work is there. And the work goes on manifesting. That means connections are just, you know, they're going on. They are because of that work, each individual soul is connected with the powerhouse one after another, like this. When all these fittings will be over, the switch will be on. That, and each individual will get awakening according to the degree.
And also those souls connected with those individuals.
Yes.
What I'm trying to say is then after 700 years, how is it that it dies out and comes back again? I mean, like, he's done it for those souls now. Then the new souls coming in.
Yes. So, now, this that's why, you know, the degrees, there will be degrees, you know, awakening.
Mm.
Now, it will go on like this. It will go on like this. The same persons will not be there. New persons will come. And the same thing, but for that work is there, you know. It will go on to certain periods, say for 700 years. That work, of course, whatever he has done for that period, you know, period of 700 or 1400, whatever it may be. So it will go on like that. And then, or 300 or 400 or 500 years. And then that work will not, work will be completed, you know. The force of the work will not be there. That means the pull, you will not have the capacity of that pull, you know. At present you are pulling the infinite consciousness in the form of Baba towards you.
Right.
So that capacity will not be there then afterwards.
But what about this, you know, like each individual, you don't lessen in your love for God in your next incarnation. You just go on progressing. So how can it be less the next time?
No. It is not the question of one or two births, you know. It is not the question of one or two births. In 700 years, you will have only two or three births.
Mm-hmm.
It will go on, you know. And you will have the same faith. But new souls will come in contact. You will not be there. Might be, you will be liberated by that time. It is like this, you know. Or you will get realization by that time. So, that's why I said that the experience will be in degrees, you know. And those who are connected now, those who have faith and love and who are following, they are really fortunate. Their faith will not lessen. It will be there. Even after...
You said that pull won't be as strong. In general,
you know. Just like those who are with him in connect, in his contact, in his connection, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have that capacity of that pull. And they will pull him and they will get the help. Now, when the work will be finished, completed. So, when the work will be completed, at that time, what will happen? It will go on diminishing, but those who have faith, you know. Just like now, there are so many Christians. They follow Christ, you know. They follow him. But you will find a few who are really genuine seekers. They are there. It does not mean that nobody is there. But there are some who are genuine. And the masses, you know, you just find nothing in them. They just follow some ceremonies and all these things like this. In every religion, it happens like that. It happens afterwards. But this is the period. This is the time. I should say time of 100 years, you know. Because the connection will go on and on. That connection will go on, you know, the fitting of wires. When that fitting is over, that means powerhouse is there, the switch will be on, and then more and more, of course, the whole world will accept, and then you know, people will again come in his contact. But then, when there is this connection, wire is not attached to them, you know, they will just see because of, because they will, oh, there is sun, you know, we must also see. But they will not have that capacity to pull the infinite consciousness, you know. They will just see because, you know, people follow him. Just like now, those who follow Ram. So yes, it is accepted fact, you know, that yes, Ram was avatar, and I also accept like this. But that acceptance has no value. No value. So it happens afterwards. Afterwards. But till that time, the connections, the fittings go on. And so those who will be connected, they are already connected, but just I am just giving you that power, this simile, you know, that why now, just like you came in 1969, others came in 1972. That means the fitting, you know, took place only in 1972. Your fitting took place in 1969. Mm. It is like this. There will be many who will come in 1980, 90, 2000, like this. It will go on like this, you know. And more will come. But those who will remain connected with the powerhouse, they will not, even if it is diminished, you know, they will not lose their faith or nothing. No. Because they are connected. They are connected, you know. They are connected. They will remain connected. Now, just like, you know, now here the wire is connected with the powerhouse, this wire. So naturally this bulb will get light, you know. But there is another bulb and fittings here and there, but it is not connected. So bulb is there, wire is also there, but connection is not there, so there will be no light. Unless until it's connected, you know. So afterwards also, but there will be many more also, that when they will see, there will be some genuine also, so their connection will be maintained, and that too also because of his work. Afterwards, even after his total manifestation, don't think that the connection will be stopped. No, he has also made that provision that after this also, that connection will be there. And it is not the question of one birth or two births or three births. It will go on like that. It will go on. But whatever work he had destined for this advent, you know, he completed, and that's why the form was not necessary. He dropped his form because the work was done. Now that work goes on manifesting, and he is there in the form of infinite consciousness. He gives that capacity of pull, you know. And you pull the infinite consciousness and you get the help. So he is helping in this way now. So, next week now. This manifestation, you know, very difficult because every animate and inanimate, just like yesterday I told you that when avatar comes, you know, actually every level of consciousness waits for his advent, because it cannot go further, you know. It is just stopped there. It is stopped. So when he comes, you know, he gives the push to whole creation. Each animate and inanimate gets that gets the opportunity to push it further. Otherwise, it is checked. It is checked. And that's why when it is checked, you know, it cannot go further. That's why you find different things, you know. Different things in the world in a diminishing way. Because then at that time, you know, you don't find where to go, how to go, you know. It is checked. So when he comes, he gives push. And because of that push, animate and inanimate, just go further. The consciousness of each one, every level of consciousness gets that push from him. And it is, one cannot imagine, you know, when that push is given, how much work he has to do for it. How much work. Just like I told you that even one sanskar from your mind is removed, that means changing the whole creation for that. whole creation, because it is whole creation is affected by that.
You figure like every moment Baba was in his body, he was laying those cables. So he covered. So you mean to say though that as soon as every link was laid for every animate and inanimate thing in creation, then he dropped his body?
No, what I say that just like, you know, I am here and I have prepared a plan, everything, you know, everything what I have to do. And that plan is there. And now this plan, to work out this plan, you know, that plan is ready. And, you know, just according to my wish, you know, this plan gets worked out. So what is the need for?
Yes, but you said like he comes for every animate, inanimate thing in creation. That means every little grain of sand.
Oh, yes,
every
yes.
molecule.
Yes, yes.
In creation.
Yes, yes.
In universes.
That's right.
Not just Earth.
For all.
For all.
All universes.
So do you think that every moment he's in the body, he's working, he's doing something, and as soon as he's done all that for everything, covered the universe, then he drops his body?
Yes, of course.
As soon as that work is done.
That work is, as soon as that work is done, of course.
The moment he dropped his body, he had completed his work.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So why did he say in 1968, my work is finished 100% to my satisfaction?
68? Yes, he said, but at, he also clarified that afterwards, because he was doing seclusion work here. So he said that I have finished my work, but still some tail is left there. Mm-hmm. So I am completing that.
What about when Baba is a baby and he's veiled? You think he's working?
No, no. At that time, of course, nothing. He was not. He was not. When he was a baby.
And when he was a child, all that.
No, no.
Every
no,
moment.
No. Only thing that when he got that normal consciousness, and when Upasani Maharaj said to him that you are avatar, you know,
yeah.
He handed over that.
When he's coming down. When he's coming down, Babajan kissed him at that time.
Babajan kissed him, work started. Work started because he got his infinite state, you know. He became conscious of that. But then when he came down to normal consciousness, his work started. Even after Babajan kissed him, so people would come to, in his contact, you know, in his contact. When he was not fully conscious, you know, creation conscious. At that time also, people would come now, this Tadi shop. At that time, he was semi-conscious. So he started his work, his mission. He started.
So from that time until 12:15 on the 31st January, every second, every moment.
Yes, of course.
He was working.
I tell you that he worked on 30th January, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
30th January, he worked, his seclusion, his work would go on. But when he would, every moment his work would go on, you know. But this special work which he was doing, you know, he, up to 30th January he worked.
Well, how's that special work? I don't understand.
Special work, just like...
Because he says it?
No, no. Just like, you know, I told you that for each animate and inanimate, he works, you know. That work is just like general work, you know. It is not general, but still, in order to understand, it is general work. Every... Now this drishti, it also needs push, you know. This animal, this also needs push. So this comes in the category of general work. Now, now special work, you know, just like three categories of disciples I told you. For them, of course, that work becomes special, you know. For the whole creation, human beings, all these things, and human beings in different worlds, that... That is different work. But when this category, I told you three types of categories. So here, you know, for them when he works, it becomes a special work. First for the circle. First work is for the circle. Second work for those who love him and live dedicated life also, you know. A dedicated life. At the same time, they attend to their worldly things. So That is second type. And third type, of course, those who love him, accept him, try to follow him.
What about, you say there's 122 members of the circle. You think like he works with them also as representatives of certain segments of humanity for their certain
He prepares the circle, you know. He prepares the circle, his circle, because infinite consciousness, when it takes form.
So each one is a representative of a certain type of sanskaras in humanity, certain general class of people?
No, they're different posts, you know. Just like I told you, that when knowledge, ignorance, there must be someone who should represent total ignorance. Infinite consciousness, infinite unconsciousness. There must be someone who should represent infinite unconsciousness. These are different posts, but through them he works for the whole universe.
Like, say he had so many animals around him during his lifetime. So maybe with that bird, he was working for the bird kingdom in a general way, not for each specific bird. You know?
No, that is apart from this. For circle, of course, he works, and through the circle, he works for the whole universe. That is a fact.
Yeah.
That is a fact. That's why there is one who just represents total darkness. Total darkness means, you know, he represents that thing. That means the whole universe, and he works.
Well, what about when he says, the musts, they help with my work, they share in my work.
Because, you know, must, of course, he would give them duty to work for the universe.
But not to share the burden.
Share the burden?
Of each, that he takes on himself.
Yes, of course, they share the burden too. Yes, they share the burden too. Yes. Because, suppose, you know, now there is a big river and the flood is there, you know. And because of that flood, the city, you know, it is going to be wiped out. And it is not according to the divine plan. If the city is wiped out, it is not according to divine plan, you know. And that city should be saved. So, for that, if he works, you know, if he gives that work to someone, some must, you know, and he does, naturally he has to exert for that. It is not that. It is also, you say and it is done. It is also there, but in a it happens in a natural way. That's why. Otherwise, why for each individual he has to work? Nothing. You know, there is nothing. It must be worked out in a very natural way. Just like your so many sanskaras are there. He does not wipe out all the sanskaras, but he removes those sanskaras which are the obstacle. You know. And so that, you know, in a straight line you go. You don't go like this. That shortcut, he gives the straight line, you know. You don't go here and there and here and there. No. That's why, you know, why? When you have come in evolution, so you must experience that. Otherwise, how will you get experience? Why did you come in evolution? No need, you know. You must experience it so that your consciousness should evolve. And then you are entitled to have realization. Otherwise there is nothing. Your consciousness should evolve. Otherwise liberation, all right. You are liberated. Even it does not take a second for that. So his game is that you should experience all this. Your consciousness should evolve. You know. So he just takes out the obstacles and makes the road clear for you, so that you can go through the straight road. That is the thing.
Yes,
otherwise, there is no nothing like this. Why should he? Why has he created all these things? He would just, you know, wipe out everything. But this is the game, so that your consciousness may evolve, and you get a realization. Otherwise, you can realize everything, you know, in a second, finished. But his game is quite different. His game is quite different. He comes, he suffers, still he continues. It is his game. It is his game.
So he shares that burden with all 56 must.
56 must?
No, I mean all the 56, some of them maybe must.
No, they don't share the burden. Those 56 God-realized souls, they don't. Because
they're out of it.
They just enjoy bliss. They have nothing to do with the world. They don't share.
So
they are not. They are not conscious about the creation.
His perfect masters don't share the burden.
When avatar comes, of course, only he takes upon the burden.
And then the must help him share the burden.
He, whatever he gives to the must, you know, it is far. Not for only that time, but it goes on. You know. This just, even if, suppose, you know, after say...
Just give it to them, just to lessen his own.
No.
He gives it for their own good.
He gives them push at the same time some duty. Now, when he comes, it is not that his work. Second time also, when he comes, in next advent, so he just prepares the ground for that. Next advent, when he comes, he prepares the ground for that now. It is like this. Now this must, so many must, he worked with them. Why? It is not that they just worked and they died. It is not, it will go on. It will go on. But to give that work, that duty also, it is not so easy. You know? How much he had to exert for that, even to give that duty to any must. You know? It is not easy thing. Not easy thing. Not easy thing. His suffering is infinite. Suffering is always there. Always there. But he prepares that ground. That ground. You know. Not for this advent. For next advent, already he has done some work, you know. Already done. And when he will come in next advent, he will work for next advent. It goes on like this, you know. It goes on like this. Because it is he who comes, not other person. It is.
What do you mean work for next advent? What do you mean work for next advent?
Next advent means what will happen in next advent. He has also worked.
Let's just take an example of his advent now. You mean in the last advent, in the advent of Muhammad, he had worked so that he would have car accidents now?
No, not that. Because in this advent, you know, he has contacted so many musts.
So last time?
So many musts he has done tremendous work during this advent. Tremendous work. Mm-hmm. So might be, I'm not sure, I'm just telling you that. Because of that, and also, you know, he has, in Assisi, he has said that I am just... preparing my program for 3,000 years,
yes.
You know, 3,000 years. Even in the 54 meeting, he has said that when I will come next time, this will be there, the consciousness will be at this level. You know. So, it is he who comes age after age and he does the work. You know. It does not make any difference. Oh, today, today he is Mehar Baba. Then in next advent he will be called someone, but he's the same one. He's the same one.
So, talk a little bit about this subject.
Which?
Minor incarnations.
Minor incarnation, you know. Of course, minor incarnation is...
Baba had said once,
yes.
Buddhist monk who fasted for 12.
Baba... Baba would say so many things and what he is not. He is everything. He is also David. He is also Bhau. He is also this cup and saucer. He is everything, you know. So, it is not false, you know. But as infinite consciousness, when he takes form, it is quite different. Ram. During Ram, you know, there was minor avatar. That is Parshuram. So, what happens for his work when he comes, you know. at that time, he selects someone from ordinary level of consciousness, not on the planes, you know, and he gives him realization and brings him down. So that man, of course, he is called as minor avatar.
During the avatar's lifetime?
During the avatar's lifetime.
So this time who was
it? No, not always. It depends upon the nature of his work.
But I was speaking mainly of before he comes.
Before he comes, I don't think that the five perfect masters are always there.
I was Shiva, you said. That was before this happened.
Yes.
I was that Buddhist monk that fasted for 12 years.
Yes, but when he said this, that means what he is not.
So you don't think that as infinite consciousness, he assumed that role?
No, I don't think so. I feel that, you know, when you say that I am you, it is like this. I was Shivaji, yes. He was Shivaji because he is indivisible, he is in everyone.
And I was that Buddhist monk.
He is also the same.
So I would say things like that sometimes.
When Baba would say it would have some purpose, you know. In Pune, when he was working in the Jhopri and so many would come. And they were believer of Shivaji, you know. So when Baba would talk about Shivaji, they would feel very happy.
What about this Buddhist monk then? Why would he say, I'm a Buddhist monk that fasted for 12 years?
So many times he has said so many things, but without purpose he did not say. He did not
but
say.
You don't believe him.
No, I quite
yes,
believe.
He was then. I quite believe as the avatar, infinite consciousness.
No,
just
no,
assumed
no,
that role.
No, no.
That didn't go through evolution.
No. Never. I will not believe that. Never. I will not believe that. Because there is no need for evolution, you know, for him. He does not pass through evolution.
No, that's what I say. You don't believe that Shivaji didn't pass through evolution. That he was the avatar that didn't have to pass through evolution. Just assume that role as Shivaji.
No, I don't believe that.
You believe that he was just like any other soul?
Yes, of course. And if Baba says that I was Ram Das, or I was Shivaji, or I was this, or I was David, you know. Yes.
He is
this
minor incarnation.
No. I don't believe. And minor incarnation, of course, I believe.
Minor that, incarnation.
Yes, I believe that it happens only during his avataric period.
For someone to get realized.
It is he who gives them. Yes, and that too of ordinary man of ordinary consciousness. He selects, you know, not of the planes.
Just for
For his work.
That's not charge, man. Nothing.
Like no, no, for certain work which
so
he.
You think he did that this time too?
This time, no. I don't think so. Only there is one incident at the time of Ram. It happened that there was another one, Parshuram, you know, Parshuram. But it is because of some work, you know. And Phanapi Seik and Phanapi Rasul in Persian literature, of course, the terms are there. Phanapi Rasul means the avatar. And Phanapi Seik means one, like minor avatar.
Mm.
So, I think so. I may be wrong because I know nothing. I'm just ignorant. But what I believe is this.
But your cable is close to the powerhouse.
No, I know nothing. No. I'm just, you know, I'm quite ignorant. I know nothing. Whatever Baba has said and whatever I have understood and what I believe, I just say. But it does not mean that I am right. I may be wrong, but this is my belief. I don't believe that Baba was Shivaji. Baba was Shivaji, no doubt. He was Shivaji. He is everyone. He is everyone. In that sense, he was Shivaji. And when God is indivisible, you know, he remains in everyone as whole, not as part. But only difference is that infinite consciousness takes form. So, I should say that infinite consciousness did not take form in the shape of Shivaji. Baba was Sivaji, no doubt. But not this. But in the beginning, of course, when Baba started his work in Pune Jhopadi, and when he would talk about Sivaji, very often, you know, people would take a lot of interest and they would come and they would feel very much interested in that. And this talk would go on and they would appreciate. And that's why he would just talk about Sivaji. And he would also name the Mandali members that when I was Sivaji, you were Afzal Khan, you were this, you were that. And they would feel very happy. They would feel very happy. It is his way of working, you know. In Manzil, I mean, when you say that, you know, realization, I would give like this, you know.
Didn't it sound when I was Shivaji, my Mandali, you were better than my Mandali, then something like that? My father said,
he must have said so many things, you know. But that you were this and you were that, you were Afzal Khan and you were this and you were that, like this. So they would feel very happy at that time. Afzal Khan, he was the commander. He was not very close. He was the commander of Aurangzeb, but closely associated, you know. He was, I think he was killed. And then Tanaji also, Sivaji's commander, his friend.
So he used to tell
Pani, I don't know whom, but he would name, you know, you were this, you were that, you were that. And they would feel very happy. They would feel very happy. Now suppose, you know, according to this, that circle members, they get realization, you know. So how could they come back?
You were like that one.
But here, you know, he would create such atmosphere so that, you know, he would make them interested more and more and more. His ways were different, you know. Just like when I joined him in the beginning, you know, he said, oh, you love me 100%. You obey me 100%. And then afterwards, you know, he said, you are quite useless. When Francis had come here, you know, every day, oh, Baba would appreciate him very much and he would feel elated. Oh, Francis, in obedience, you know, he is matchless, Baba would say. In obedience, he is matchless. Francis is matchless in obedience. And Francis, you know, would feel so happy, elated, you know. Then, just after two months, we went to Pune. And there, you know, in Pune, we were in Guru Prasad and Baba had asked him to be with Ramakrishna Deerath in Kharki, 3 miles, and he would come on bicycle. So Baba had asked him to come at 8:30. Poor fellow would come at 7:45. Then Baba would come early, so he would come at 8:00. Then 7:45, and that Francis would come early, you know, like this. One day Baba came to Manali at 7:00. And Francis, you know, he came at 7:30. Baba had given him the time, 8:30, you know. He came at 7:30. And Baba said, why are you late? And he said, Francis said, I'm not late, you know. I'm 1 hour earlier I came. He said, I don't understand this. I'm waiting for you since half an hour. You are late, you know. I was waiting and waiting for you. I had work with you and you say that you came early. How is it? You must know. I am waiting for you. I had important work with you and you say that you came early. And Francis wept. He wept. So, it is not that, you know. It is his way of working, you would say. But whatever you would say, there must be some purpose. Well, without purpose, you would not say.
Did you ever hear him tell Vishnu that he was Napoleon?
He might have said.
Have you heard that, didn't you?
Napoleon, I don't know.
You know that guy in France?
Hmm?
That big general in France?
Ah, yes. Napoleon, yes, I know.
Had you ever heard that Baba told Vishnu?
Baba must have told him. I don't know.
Vishnu never told you?
No.
Do you believe that?
Believe it or not, that is quite different thing. But this much I say that whatever Baba would say, there would be some meaning behind it. There would be some meaning. He would not say without purpose.